I'm into Halloween. You know, sure. I'm into everything spooky. It's fun. I'm not into owning a house that was once lived in by a victim of the Salem witch trials.
Well, I mean, it should be stated that you love Halloween, but you're not, like, into unreasonable fear. So you don't watch scary movies because you told me you have nightmares.
Yeah, I don't like it. It makes me scared.
It's right, so sleeping in a house that would be demonically possessed, I don't know if that's tops of your list.
Right. Starting at 9.9, today's best mix at Santa on Raven. If you want, you can now own the house of John Proctor. And if you're trying to remember who John Proctor is, he was convicted of witchcraft and hanged in 1692 in Salem. And his house, which has now been redone 4,000 square feet with an in-ground pool, is available.
That's for a nice addition.
$600,000. Well, that's what I keep thinking. I'm like, well, didn't they dunk them too? Like, I don't know if I'd want a pool on that property. Like, yeah.
You're getting down into the soil, and everybody knows that if something happened hundreds of years ago, it's worse in the soil, man. The soil's the bad spot. All right. Be careful in the soil.
Yeah, the house is available. It's in Peabody, Massachusetts, which at the time was part of Salem. Again, this house was built in the mid-1600s. Mm-hmm. I don't know. To me, I don't ever want to buy a haunted house. I don't want to buy a house that has any possibility of demons or ghosts.
Any creak or anything like that.
Yeah.
Cat walking around in the hall there in the middle of the night is going to straight freak you out.
Right.
You're not going to want to leave the house. Now, by the way, I mean, it should be noted that John Proctor was probably convicted like everybody else was during the Salem witch trials because, like, I don't know, he had green eyes.
Right.
Or he got over a cold quicker than other people did, so he must be a sorcerer.
He could swim.
Yeah.
I mean, his Wikipedia page.
Right. Those are the things they killed people for back then.
Well, I read the Wikipedia page, and the Wikipedia page says he was falsely accused.
Right.
And yeah. I was like, wait, what, were Shocking. Any of them actually, like, properly accused?
No.
It's the Salem witch trials.
Right, right. Did anybody get accused? I mean, what was the evidence back then? Right.
Right.
I mean, don't like you.
Right. Right.
So I guess the question that we have is, would you ever buy a haunted house? And is your house haunted and you knew going into it that you were going to roll those dice with demons in your home?
I tell you, man, I spent some time in a house that there was just noises and footsteps and all the time, and that house burned down. You remember that story? 666, that house burned down.
Wow.
Ugh.
Yeah?
Yeah. And for a while, there was a lot of talk. They're like, oh, you can see the faces in the fire and stuff like that. I don't have the photos to prove it, but I saw things that were pretty wild there, man.
And you also convicted witches for the Salem witch trial.
I mean, I would not convict anybody on that based on that or whatever, because then I would have went down for it. Just being witness to those
things. You definitely
would
have been burned at the stake.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. No, yeah. Then again, I probably would have done something.
Yeah, if you have a haunted house, give us a call. We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999.